Hey, welcome back to the Marketing Club podcast. Hopefully you're enjoying this episode. Well, you haven't listened to the episode yet, but what I mean is hopefully you're enjoying this podcast. Let me know. We've redone our website. It's thebruceirving.com. I'm going to be adding a whole bunch of information over there. Thebruceirving.com. All the past podcast episodes, we're going to organize them into topics like Facebook or Instagram or email. It's going to be great. Go check it out. The show notes for this episode will be over there as well. Today's episode is about local business marketing. Now, just because it's about local business marketing doesn't mean you can't use this particular strategy in your business. Now, to simplify what this strategy is, it's create 1 minute video, set up an audience, promote that video to that audience, retarget the people who watch that video. Very, very simple strategy, but I break it down on this podcast episode. And this is actually a recording from a session I did at a recent event I was speaking at, but I thought I was like, you know what? This is an event. I'm doing this episode here, and this is great information for everybody who's subscribed to the Marketing Club podcast to just listen to and see if it applies to your business and go test it out. Create a 1 minute video, set up an audience on Instagram and Facebook or wherever you want that audience to be. Could be anywhere. Promote that video to that audience. Retarget the people who watch the video. Very, very simple, but here's the episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. See you on the other side. We're learning about one simple marketing strategy for your marketing. How to make your local marketing easy. 1, 2, 3. This is a piece of cake. I'm going to show you a four-step process for this simple, simple marketing on today's session. But today's Marketing Made Easy is going to be four simple steps for you to get customers in your door. And I'm going to get into that right now. All right. Local marketing made easy. Let's get into these simple steps before we get started.
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
Now that everybody's with me, if you wait to start until you have it all figured out, you're never going to start. And that goes with anything. When it comes to creating video for your business, creating a podcast, if that's what you want to do, marketing your business, learning how to do Instagram or getting on TikTok, whatever it is you're trying to accomplish, if you wait until you have absolutely everything figured out in order to accomplish what you want to do, two things are either going to happen. Number one, the time is going to have passed you by and there's going to be a whole bunch of other businesses already hopping on that bandwagon. Or number two, and this is the worst one, you're never even going to do it because you're never, ever going to have everything figured out. Nobody ever has everything figured out, especially this guy right here. That's me. Who am I? I love marketing, pizza, podcasting, content, and a little crypto nowadays. Getting into that NFT thing. Let me know if you are too. Smart Pizza Marketing is our home base. That's where we have conversations with restaurateurs. And the Marketing Club podcast, that's where we have conversations with creators and marketers. We've done episodes with Michael Stelzner from Social Media Examiner. We've done episodes on LinkedIn, Instagram, TikTok, email marketing, Snapchat, text marketing, all of those things you can find over at the Marketing Club podcast. You can find that on thebruceirving.com. All right, this is our four simple step process, and this is what we're going to go over today. These are the four things we're going to do, and this is the marketing made simple. This is basic. We're bringing everything down to its basic level so you can do one strategy to help market your local business to actually get customers in the door, and this is exactly how you do it. You're going to create an audience, and I'm going to show you how to do that in the next slide. You're going to record 1 minute video or videos, maybe multiples, maybe just start with one. You're going to promote that video to a broad audience, and we're going to get into that. And then you're going to retarget the people who have interacted, watched, liked, commented, shared that video with an offer that is very enticing to get them to come into the door. And I know what you're saying, Bruce, well, I don't want to have my offer go to every single person because some of them might maybe already my customers. We'll get into that. So hold that thought. So this is it. The four simple step process for success. And success is all relative, but to me, success is getting customers in your door. Again, before we get started, please do me a favor. And Donald, if you're there, make sure they take a picture of this next slide. Very, very important. Please make sure that they do it and let me know. So many people, and I bet you are probably thinking about this when I put out that four-step process about create a one-minute video. You're probably thinking to yourself, I'm never doing that. I never want to get on camera. I don't like it. I don't feel comfortable on video. I'm not doing it. Let me just tell you one thing. Don't worry about how you look on video. So many people, and this is the number one question I get asked, so many people worry about what they look like on video. And guess what? Nobody else cares. You gotta just get started. And I want you to take a picture of this for one reason. It's because of the nobody else cares. Never once watched a video on Facebook or Instagram and thought to myself, oh my Lord, I am never, ever going to buy anything from that person because that video was so embarrassing. I mean, listen, obviously there's inappropriate videos on the internet, but if it's a video of a business owner or a manager or somebody on their team trying to educate me or make me have a laugh or show me one of their products and they do a video and I find it and it just happens to be placed into my feed on one of those platforms, even if I think the video is dumb or I would have done it differently, I still don't judge that business owner. I actually congratulate them because they actually tried. And a lot of business owners just don't give it the effort of a try. Maybe they have it in their brain that, you know what? I don't consume content on TikTok, so I'm never going to promote my business on TikTok. And that's a really bad philosophy to have because the world is changing and the world is getting younger. And if you look at your spouse or your kids when you're watching TV or a movie and there's a commercial that comes on, I will bet money. You can email me, bruce@smartpizzamarketing.com if you want to take this bet. I will bet money that when a commercial comes on or somebody pauses it to go up to get the bathroom or get a snack, people pick up their phone and the app, especially if you're younger, that they're looking at is TikTok. And on tomorrow's session, I'm going to share some surprising stats with you on TikTok consumption that may shock you. So you may want to stick around for that one as well. All right, this is step number one. You may want to write this down. This is the website where you are going to create all of your ads. All of them. Never create an ad on your page. Never hit that boost button. Well, let me backtrack that because I'm going to share something with you in the future of this video right here. You do want to hit that boost button, but you don't want to hit that boost button without doing this step first. This is the most important step. You want to go to facebook.com/ads manager/audiences. This is where you're going to create all of the different audiences for the ads that you're going to run in this step process. And these are the different types of audiences that you're going to kind of worry about for today. And these are really the only different types of audiences you really need to figure out for a basic marketing formula on Facebook and Instagram. And the reason I say Facebook and Instagram is because that's where most of the people hang out. I did say TikTok for consumption, but I meant TikTok is more organic. You can run ads on TikTok, but they're a little bit more expensive. Right now, if you're a restaurant and you want to get the best bang for your buck and test things out, Facebook and Instagram is the place to do that. So the first ad, or not ad, but audience for your ads is going to be a broad audience. And those are going to be anyone and everyone who could possibly be a customer in your area. The next one is going to be people who specifically live around your business. And then the third one is going to be the retargeting audiences, those who have watched your videos, those who have engaged with your content, those that have sent you messages on Instagram or Facebook, those that follow you on those platforms. Those are going to be the three different types of audiences that you are going to create. And this is what they're going to look like. So if you go back, and I'm going to go back to this slide right here. So if you want, if you have your laptops, you can do this along with me. I know I'm not there in person, but Donald Burns can hit the pause button and you can go in there and do this if you would like, or you can do this after. I'm sure Donald's going to give you the replay of this slide and you can go back and watch this after. But if you go to facebook.com/ads manager/audiences, this is what you're going to see. You're going to have to name your audience. You're going to have to name that up here. You're going to be able to add custom audiences if you've already done that. And then you're going to be able to add the location. So to start, what I would do is I would just type in the zip codes of the where you are in your area. So like my zip code is 01907. I would type in 01907 here and it's going to say, okay, that's great. Well, you live in 01907. We're going to reach, this is how many people it should target. What is the age range of your potential customer? You're going to add that here. If you have any more detailed targeting, you can add that here, but I wouldn't. And then if you don't want your ads to go to specific people, you can exclude people. So say you have 5,000 Facebook fans and you want to create an ad, or you want to create these 1 minute videos and you want to show them only to people who don't already like your page. You're going to go in, you're going to put in your info here, whether that's a zip code or a city or a state, even if you're a bigger location place. And then down here, you're going to hit this exclude button and it's going to ask you to type in your Facebook page. And then what it's going to do is it's going to create an audience with everything you selected here and exclude the people who already like your page. That's going to be a great way to show your videos to new people. Around your business, the next thing that you can do is if you have a business where you know that all my customers come from a 10-mile radius around my business, what you want to do is you want to go to that right back here, real quick, facebook.com/ads-manager/audiences, and you want to put in your address, your physical address. So if your address is 123 Main Street, Wasaga Beach, Ontario, Canada, you want to put that in there. And then right here, it's going to ask you, all right, how many mile radius do you want? This could be as little as 1 and as much as 50. So if you have customers coming to you from maybe a rural area, and we work with a lot of rural people who have very large distances people travel to come to their business, you may want to put in 25 miles there. Or if you are a densely populated city like Boston is, it's a very small city with a lot of people in the immediate vicinity, you may want to put this just at 1. And it's going to tell you approximately how many people are going to be included in that audience. Now, Facebook has had some issues with people's information, let's just say. So they're scaling back on the amount of people they tell you it reaches. But you can get a good guesstimate by how many people are in your area, because pretty much everybody has a Facebook or Instagram account. The next thing you can do is right below this. So this is going to be above this. There's going to be a locations tab. Now, this is where you kind of get a little bit more detailed. Do you have a business that people travel to? Maybe people work near your area, but they live in the suburbs. Or maybe you're a travel destination and they don't live in your area. All your customers are just traveling to you for a vacation spot or a summer getaway. This is where you can go through and get a little bit more detailed about where the customers are going to be that you're going to target. So people living in or recently in this location, that's going to be option number 1. People living in this location, that's going to deselect what I talked about earlier. So if you choose option number 2, it's going to be people who have put their physical address as the location within your range. Okay? People recently in this location means they're going to have their address somewhere else, but they are recently in your area. And then people traveling in this location is going to be different than recently in. People traveling is going to be most recent location is within your selected area, but whose home is more than 125 miles away. So if you are a destination business, where meaning people come to you and travel to you from other locations, say you have a business in Orlando, Florida, and you know that the majority of your customers are traveling to Orlando to go to Disney World or Universal, but they don't live near you, this is going to be what you're going to want to select. So that way, when you select this option, your videos show to people who are in your area, and they're only in your area because they live more than 125 miles away. It's a great targeting option for people in destination locations. Now, you can also do this for other things. Website visits. Now, that's a whole other thing that we could get into. And I have an offer for you at the end of this session. I can teach you how to do that. A customer list. If you have an email list, you can upload that. Offline activity. That's a whole other area that we could get into as well. Offline. Instagram account. This is going to be the other one you're going to want. Instagram ads have come a long way. And when you have a good size engaged audience on Instagram, it could be just as good to target those people with ads as it is on Facebook. Maybe even better, because people buy a lot more often on Instagram than they do on Facebook. So even if your audience isn't as big on Instagram, the swipe up option that ads give you on stories and the in-ad placement that it gives you on Instagram feed is going to be a great place for you to run your retargeting ads as well. Plus, you're going to hit them from all angles. This is also available on the facebook.com/ads-manager/audiences. This is going to be a custom audience, not a saved audience, but a custom audience. It's going to be another option for you to choose from. So play around with this as well. And listen, take some time. Spend, say, you know what? I maybe not going to go into the office today, or I'm not going to go into the restaurant. I'm going to spend 2 or 3 hours just digging into my Facebook Ads Manager just so I get comfortable and understand how these things work. And maybe you create a dozen different audiences, because later on when you go to hit that boost button, it's going to really help you if you have already created your audience. It's going to be a lot more helpful to save you wasted money than just hitting that boost button. Now, let's move on to step number two. And this is the important part. Create a 1 minute video. And you're like, Bruce, why do I have to just do a 1 minute video? Why does there need to be a time behind how long the video needs to be? And this is why. You're going to want to create a 1 minute video, because if I just say to you, create a video, you're going to overthink it. And if I don't give you any details about how long it should be, you're going to overthink the video and either not do it ever, or it's going to be a 3 or 4 minute long, boring ass video that nobody's going to watch. And watch time is important for how much reach your videos get. The more people are engaged and watch the longer percentage of your videos, the lesser it's going to cost you to get in front of those people in the future. Plus, if I said to you, hey, give me a 1 minute video about your business or why you're different than everybody else. Give me your 1 minute elevator pitch that I'm going to record about what you're doing and why you do it in your area. If a customer walks into your business and says, Susie, what are you doing? Why do you do this? You have this pizza shop or this cafe and you've been here for 5 years. Why do you do it? You've got to have an answer. It can't just be like, I don't know. I just wake up every morning and I come to work. No, you have a passion. You have a reason for why you do that. That's your 1 minute video. And if you do that and you're sincere about it, that video is going to translate very well to the people on the other end who are watching it on their mobile device on social media. And it's going to draw them in. That's why you do a 1 minute video. And it holds you back from overthinking it. So just do it. 1 minute video. I'm going to give you some ideas. This is some video ideas that you can think about when you're doing your 1 minute video. And you know what? In tomorrow's session, the Costanza method goes much more into detail about this right here, the content creation and the why behind these videos. So this is just a brief overview. These sessions mesh together very well. And this is a small overview of the videos that you can create tomorrow's session, or it's, I don't know if it's tomorrow. Donald, is it tomorrow or the next day? All right. Well, when the next session comes out for me, you're going to be able to go into a little bit more detail. Plus, I have a little gift for you on that as well. Video ideas. Why you do what you do. What makes you different? There's 17 pizza shops in my area. Why do I choose the one that I always go to? It's called Volo Pizza. You can look it up on Instagram. And to be honest with you, I'm pretty sure they're not at Donald's event, so I'm going to call them out right here. Their Instagram's pretty bad. I'm not going to lie. But what they do is they have an amazing Detroit-style pizza. It's one of the best Detroit-style pizzas I've ever had, and I am a pizza connoisseur. Do a whole podcast about it if you're not familiar. And it's tremendous. And if they could master this one-minute video process and this four-step success formula that I'm giving you right now, they would dominate the area because they have a unique product that nobody else has, and they do it very, very well. So think to yourself when you're doing your video, what do I do so well that I will compete with anybody else in my area on this thing, and I know I'm going to come out on top? That's what your 1 minute video should be about. Also, we all, myself included, and I'm sure Donald, if he's in the room, gets this all the time. He probably gets asked the same 20 to 25 questions every single time he has a summit, a consulting call, or he shows up to help train in a restaurant. There is 20 to 25 questions that you get asked consistently all the time. And that's because they either can't find the answer on your website, they're just asking questions that are on the top of their mind, which means everybody else has them as well, or you forgot to put something on your website or on your social media, and they're trying to find the answer to it. That's it. We all get these common questions. Those are great videos to start with. And again, more lists of questions or video ideas coming at you on my next session. So stay tuned for that. But you can definitely get started with these. All right. Step number three. You're going to promote that video. I'm going to assume here that you've already uploaded a video to Instagram or Facebook. And if you haven't yet, it is the easiest thing. By the way, if you haven't uploaded a video or Instagram video to Facebook or Instagram, what are you doing in this summit here? I mean, that's the basics of marketing. Social media is the future. You better be doing that. So I'm going to assume everybody here understands how to upload a video to Facebook and Instagram. I'm just going to assume that. That's going to be step number three. Now, it's okay to boost. Hear me out. I know you've probably heard in the past, and I said this a lot in the past as well, don't boost your posts. Now, I agree with that to a point. If you go to that website, ads manager/audiences, facebook.com/ads manager/audiences, and you create your audiences, when you go to that boost button on your posts, you will have the option to select those audiences that you've created to boost that post to. So when you hear somebody say you shouldn't boost posts, they're kind of correct because they probably didn't teach you how to go in and create specific audiences that you can select when you boost the post. You should not just boost the post and then select the dollar amount and hit OK and let Facebook select who that video or post gets shown to. That will be a waste of money. If you're going to create some ads on Facebook, you really want to know who that ad is being shown to for a couple of reasons. Number one, you don't want to waste money. And number two, you really want to have that ad go to the right people. If you are showing an ad and you are a destination location and you are placing a video that says, welcome to our community. This is such a great community to live in and be a part of and support. But that person lives in Idaho and they're traveling to Orlando and they see your video about being part of the community. They're like, this video has nothing to do with me. Why am I watching this? There's going to be no engagement there. But if you show that same person a video that says, wow, welcome to Orlando. I know you don't live here, but this is why we are who we are and why we do what we do. For visitors who are traveling from out of state, just like you, who visit Orlando and come to this area. That resonates with them. That is talking specifically to them. That's why you want to make sure that you create your videos and your audiences beforehand. So that way, when you do post them to Facebook and you do hit that boost button, you can go select exactly who that video is supposed to be shown to, so it resonates and it works well for your business. So that's the only time it's okay to boost, in my opinion, is if you've gone and done the work and created those audiences. Now, these are the different types of retargeting audiences, okay? So you're gonna create a video. You're gonna upload that to Facebook. You've already created your audiences. You're gonna boost that video, and you can spend $1 to $3 a day, however much is in your budget. You're gonna boost that video to the right audience. That's going to be your broad marketing. Then what you're going to do is you're going to create more content, another video, and you're going to create retargeting audiences to show those ads, which are going to try to convert those views into customers, that video. Sounds confusing, but let me hear me out. At the end, I will explain it all in very simple terms for you. Your retargeting audience is going to include these: people who have watched your videos, people who have engaged with your content, they've liked it, they've shared it, they've left a comment, they've messaged you, or messaged you on Instagram or Facebook. Those are going to be your retargeting audiences. And again, facebook.com/ads manager/audiences to go in and create those. Then you need to come up with some sort of offer. You need to create an offer for your retargeting campaigns. This is important. When it comes to an offer, I know a lot of people do not want a discount or have people think about their business via discounts. But if you're trying to attract somebody in, The best way to attract somebody into your business is to give them something to take away that sense of, I don't know if I want to go into this business. I'm not really from the area. I don't know if I've never tried this business before. What is the incentive to get that person to come in and give you a try? Maybe you give something away for free. That's a great way to get people to come in and give you a try. I mean, many times when I was in business, I would give away free pizza and free samples all the time because I knew if I just get this person to try my food and experience our service, they're going to come back many, many times. I'm going to get them as a customer, no doubt, if they come in and experience our service and our food. The other thing you want to think about is what I just mentioned before is you want to talk to them like they know you. Now, when you're retargeting with ads, these people have already watched or interacted with your content. Remember that. That's what you have to remember when you're creating your retargeting campaigns. Don't make it too complicated. The worst thing you can do is really overcomplicate the ad. You don't want to give someone 17 hoops to run through in order to try you out for the first time. So pick something that's unique to you, but very simple. It's very easy to understand. You can do these two things to get this offer. Or maybe it's just this one thing. Come in and show this video that you're watching right now, or use coupon code XYZ, which you're going to have talked about in the video, to get this offer. Make it super simple for them to do. And remember why people visit your business. What is the why behind why your best customers come into you on an ongoing basis? And don't blow it. So many times we'll work with owners, and this is a key thing to remember. So many times we work with owners, and we come up with these great ads, and we do these one-minute videos, and we retarget the people who watch those one-minute videos with an offer, and they forget to involve their staff. And that person who comes in for the first time wants to have that offer redeemed, and their staff doesn't know what they're talking about. You've blown all the work that you've done, all the money you've spent on advertising, all that work creating the videos and thinking about it and getting it structured and creating those audiences. You've just thrown out the window because you didn't get it through to your staff and communicate with them what's going on. It's the worst. The other thing that mistakes some business owners make is they don't double check the codes. You all want to track everything. And, you know, in my opinion, not everything is trackable, but coupon codes are. And if you are going to run ads and you're going to have a coupon code attached to it, well, damn it, make sure before you run that ad, the coupon code works. Go into your online ordering system or go into your POS system and double check the code. Triple check it. Give it to somebody else and make sure it works for them on a different computer outside of your network. Make sure it works. Nothing more frustrating than walking into a business when you got an ad and saying, hey, I want to redeem this, and the coupon code doesn't work and the staff can't figure it out. The other thing is these customers are new. Treat them like new customers. Make sure you explain to your people who you work with in your staff and your co-owners or whoever you work with that, listen, when these people come in, let's treat them like they're a first-time customer, like they've never been here before. Even though they may have, let's treat them like it's their first experience here. Also, make sure you get their email, their phone number, so you can have a follow-up process. Maybe it's a text message the next day asking how everything was, or maybe it's a 3 or 4 part email sequence after somebody orders online from you. We used to do that all the time where somebody would order from us today and tomorrow they'd get an email asking how everything was. And it was a personal email from me. It says, hey, this is Bruce. I saw that you ordered online yesterday. I just want to make sure everything was okay. This is my personal email address. Reply back. I want to know. Now, it wasn't my personal email address, but it was to them, and the response rate we got from that email was amazing. And this is from the system that I'm showing you right now. Create a 1 minute video, set up an audience, promote that 1 minute video to the audience, create an offer, create a retargeting audience, make sure your staff is educated on everything that you're doing. It's as simple as that. All right, thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Marketing Club Podcast. My promise to you for the new year is to have a new episode come out every single Friday. That's my goal. I'm going to have a new episode for you, whether that be a solo show with me or an amazing guest that can teach you something every single Friday. Help me stick to that. Hit that subscribe button. leave me a review on iTunes, or there is reviews now on Spotify. Very much appreciated if you left me a review there. That would be fantastic. Let me know if you have a question. Hit me up on Instagram at TheBruceIrving. And thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you right back here next week. I promise.